Hello and welcome to another Showing Home Movies of Other People's Trauma episode of Dave Wright's podcast. I'm your host, Dave Wright. Each week here, I like to share one of my short stories and the next chapter from my novel, Soul. As always, at the end of the chapter, I will talk a bit about the story, where it came from, how it came together, or anything else that comes to mind. So if you're interested, then stick around at the end. For now, let's get into it. This week is chapter 24, Choosing to Learn. Six years ago. The scar on my face pulled at my eye, but it was a reminder of the price I had paid. I considered a small price to pay for the knowledge. The other price was worse. The memory of pounding a man's head into the pavement until it was no longer recognizable. The memories of the copies I had absorbed were so fresh in my mind, there was no escape. I had not found a way to tell my brain that what was done was not me. It had been someone else's nightmare. It felt like a movie being played again and again, complete with the unbearable rage the duplicate had felt as he pounded another human's head into the cobblestones. The pain of my eye bursting open and a knife being raked down his face, tearing a ragged valley over his cheekbones. That one helpfully came in stereo. I had experienced it, and so had a copy that I had absorbed. I was healed now, but the memory of that pain was never going to leave me. I was splitting my time between meditating, trying to understand the decision I thought I had made that day, talking it over with Sensei, and talking with Valkyr, who had stayed with me after the healing. We had spent days talking over what I had done and what had been done to me, about what I had become and who I was still trying to be. I still thought of myself as Yudai, but more and more that name did not suit. I know that I was still seeking. I had made the jump from being a copy to being a super, but I still don't know what that meant of what I was. But the name Seeker or Yudai did not seem to fit my skin anymore. I know I had already broken the promise to not create another, however the memories still swirling in my mind were enough to discourage experimentation by themselves. The only way I was going to understand this super was to try and create new copies of what I wanted, but the part of me that still thought of itself as a copy was reduced to howling, impotent rage at the idea. Creating a new version and killing it again and again just so I could control the power? Would I be doing it for himself or because it was my mission? I couldn't find a way out of this maze. It was no longer just the memories that were keeping me awake at night either. I was no longer a copy. I also now understood that I could not solve the world's problems, but I had decided that I would do my goddamn best to help who was in front of me. That sounded great in my head, in the spur of the moment. Spending days thinking about it raised questions that I couldn't ignore. Does that mean I was willing to kill again and again to understand my super? Did I need to do that, or was that the Levi Prime in me waking up and nudging me, of needing to be stronger than anyone else? The meditation was helping me try and move on from the horrific memories that were now fighting for every spare thought. It was not just the fact that I'd killed people, but that raw wound brought back the deeply buried and long-thought drowned memories of my legs being broken by the crazy cult of Levi's. That seemed like a lifetime ago, but the snapping sound had begun to wake me up at night again. It had to wait its turn for all the other fresh hells, though. Yes, Valkyr had been there to heal me, but that didn't erase the event from my mind. As if summoned by my thought, Valkyr strode into my little room without knocking. I looked at my friend, taking in his beautiful frame. Valkyr had also managed to find a monk's habit somewhere along the way. A man with that white a skin, wearing a Japanese Buddha shroud, should look like an idiot that they were playing at dress-up. As usual, Valkyr looks stunning. "Hey," he called as he walked in. "You made it out of your room today?" I unfolded my legs and sat comfortably on one end of the futon, gesturing to the other end.
"No. Supposed to be spending the day with Sensei, but..."
I trailed off. Valkyr watched him, knowing full well that look on his friend's face. Valkyr sat down on the other end of the futon and took a moment to breathe in the incense that infused the air, gently being stirred by the wind through the closed shutters. He did not know exactly what his friend was going through, but the self-loathing, the hatred of who you were and what you felt? Valkyr knew all too well what that was like. Valkyr had spent many a time thinking back to the day they met and begun their odd friendship. Valkyr had met a whole platoon of different Levi's back then. They were a plague at the time. Levi Prime had gone for his great leap forward and created so many copies for so many different reasons. But as usual, he had not really thought it through. Instead of trying to understand what he was doing and what he was creating, trying to get a copy and find its strengths and assigning a task to it. No, this was Levi Prime, a lazy idiot. He just created a copy and spent a minute to see if it was homicidal or insane. Not giving off the vibe was ready to skin cats and eat small rodents. Perfect. Head out and learn how the world's financial systems works. Also, come back to me in a year with all that knowledge so I can kill you and learn it without lifting a hand myself. It was amazing that so many of the copies returned. It was equally amazing to Valkyr that so many of the copies didn't go flat out crazy and kill themselves or try to kill Levi Prime. Meeting the Seeker, or as he called himself, Yudai now, was something else. He was the first copy of Levi Prime that seemed to think for himself. Okay, sure, he spent a lot of time thinking about how he could drink himself to death, but at least it was something new. He was not like those fucking weird Levi cultists. He was not actively insane, and above all, well, he was fun. Now though, seeing what he had become, seeing what he had gone through, he looked at his friend sitting at the edge of the futon, his eyes sunken and hollow, but a smile still trying to fight its way through. Valkyr loved this man, had seen him at his worst, and was incredibly proud of what he was trying to do now. Yudai cleared his throat.
How went the photo shoot?
Valkyr shrugged.
It was okay. The photographer couldn't speak any English, and my translator was questionable. At one point, I was perched on the back of a chair for some reason.
Yudai chuckled.
I thought you'd be good at that, you know, the whole bird thing.
Valkyr scowled.
I'm not a bird, idiot.
Yudai was one of the handful of people that knew Valkyr super, and the only one he allowed to make cracks about it. He continued.
So no session with Sensei today, nor made it out of your room? Still off the booze, though.
They were both dying for a drink, but held strong together. Being up here in the mountains made it a bit easier for Yudai, but it was still brutally hard. All the old habits of spending time with Valkyr had come roaring back, coupled with the insidious whispers in his mind that just one drink would be enough to take the edge off the memories. Yudai knew it was never just one. He nodded, and they both sat there in silence for a minute or two, enjoying the company and the sounds coming from the rest of the temple complex. Yudai broke the stillness first.
I've been thinking about my super. It still feels weird to say I have one, but I'm stuck. A part of me wants to learn more, to figure out how to control it, to see what its limits are and what I can do. However, the only way I can see me doing that is to create copies of myself. I don't know how many I'll have to make to really understand what I'm doing or if the end goal is even possible.
Yudai was shaking his head without realizing it, like he was trying to shake the ideas out.
So, what do I do? Let another tribe of guys wander the world aimlessly like I did? Or do I commit genocide on a personal level and murder everyone that comes out?
He trailed off at the end there. Valkyr could see just how much pain this question was causing him. Valkyr waited him out. Yudai had more to say, he knew.
What about you, Valkyr? I know your super is not all sweetness and light. How did you manage it? Did you just transform again and again and what? Work at a hospital and just miraculously heal everyone who came through?
Yudai stopped shaking his head and looked up in shock.
You know what? I realize now I've never even asked you. God, I'm such a good friend.
Valkyr smiled at him.
You never asked because I never let the conversation get anywhere near my super. I don't like to talk about it.
Again, the silence stretched. Valkyr didn't like to dwell on the past, but it would be good to tell someone, and Yudai was his friend.
My super didn't come on until I was into my 20s. I was not always like this.
He gestured to himself.
I was the same height, sure, but I was like a newborn foal, all limbs and elbows. No muscle, no coordination. The acne was the worst. It cratered my whole face.
Yudai's eyebrows were doing their best to climb right off his head.
What? You... what?
He started laughing.
Wow, I would have loved to have seen that.
Valkyr glared at him.
It's not funny. I'd never even kissed a girl at 21. I was a mess. I tried everything, but I seemed destined to live in a basement for my whole life, or maybe join a traveling circus. On my 22nd birthday, I was out at a pub by myself, having a quiet pint of self-pity, when the room started to get really hot. There was a chap at the bar who started to stumble and clutch his head. He began to scream. The whole bar stopped to stare at the man. The heat was getting worse and worse.
Valkyr paused, the memory playing back in vivid detail in his mind. The heat, the smell, the pain.
He exploded,
Valkyr said simply with a shrug.
It was a nova of fire and fury. I pieced together what happened afterwards. The fire burned everything, including me. That was when my super was awakened. I healed. I healed faster than the fire could burn me, and I transformed into what you have seen. I was left standing there. My body had gone into overdrive and healed everything it thought was wrong. I freaked out. I had no idea what had happened. And I was there in my other form. I had wings, for fuck's sake. Huge wings. I tried to run, but my body was so different. It was like trying to marionette while blind drunk. I got out of there and back to my flat. And on the way, my body reverted from my avian form, but I was changed. I'd become exactly as you see me now.
Valkyr paused to try and make sure Yudai understood what he meant.
Exactly like now.
Valkyr took a long breath and continued.
I have learnt over the years to exert my healing to other people by touch, but it only works in my avian form, and becoming that feels so...
He shuddered.
Alien. I can feel my thoughts changing. I see the world differently. I feel separated from humanity. I used to stay in the avian form as I can only heal myself like that, and also, the whole flight thing.
Valkyr's voice took on a note of wonder.
The first time I flew was magical. It still is, but I have learnt that that thing, it's not me. It's something else. Something I don't want to be.
His voice drops, as does his head.
Something I'm worried that I'll be forced to become.
Yudai frowned at him.
What do you mean you'll have to become that?
Valkyr sat there, his head bowed for a long moment before raising and meeting Yudai's eyes.
Because I'm getting old. To stave off the ravages of time on this body, I have to change to my other form. Before, I could change once every few months for an hour or so and then revert, and all the aches and pains would be gone. Now, I have to change every few weeks and stay in the form longer and longer.
Valkyr breathes in deeply.
Each time it gets harder to change back. One day I'm sure I will not be able to understand why I would even want to.
Yudai suddenly felt ashamed. He'd made his friend change into his other form to heal him without even understanding what was at stake. What it cost him to do this each time. He cleared his throat.
I'm sorry, my friend. I'm sorry for what I've made you do.
He had not finished speaking before Valkyr was shaking his head.
No, it's always my choice, and I've made it willingly.
He tried to grin, but it came out a little strained.
So that's me. That's why I look so damn good. It's not exercise or eating right. It's becoming a bird person every now and then. Best diet ever.
Yudai's eyes widened suddenly.
Wait, how old are you then?
Valkyr simply smiled at him.
That's something I'm not ready to answer, even to you.
Valkyr shrugged.
I need to keep a few secrets for myself.
The ringing of the bell to call for dinner interrupted them. They looked at each other and decided to avoid it. After the final toll faded, Valkyr continued.
That's my tale. It does feel better for telling someone. What about you? Did it help at all? What are you going to do about your super? What are you going to do when Levi Prime comes looking for you? You're not going back willingly, are you?
Yudai felt a jolt run through him. He had not even thought about that since he had manifested his super, but he knew the answer in his bones.
No, that fucker will never get me. He's going to have to come himself, and I will not go without a fight.
He nodded grimly. Something clicked in him. It was the part of him that he'd been ignored for so long, the part that stubbornly kept going, the part that had been beaten and buried. He was not going to die to let someone else learn what he'd gone through hell for. His knowledge and power was earned through literal blood, sweat, and tears. It was his, fiercely his own creation, and no one was getting it. The only way to stay out of the clutches of Levi Prime was to learn how to control what he had. He needed to understand, to learn. He looked around at lodging, smelt the air, and listened to the mountains. He couldn't do it here. He could not defile the memory of this place.
I'm going back to Arcadia, Valkyr. I need to learn what I can do.
That was Chapter 24, Choosing to Learn. We got to learn more about Valkyr's past and where he got his super from. When I first came up with the character of Valkyr, as I said, he came to me almost fully formed in one session while I was sitting in an onsen overlooking the city. I saw him in all his glory with his crazy powerful healing factor while being burnt alive. That idea was so strong. Of course, the touchstone for this for most people would be Wolverine from Marvel. The whole Marvel universe is a major inspiration for this whole story, trying to take those ideas and root them in reality. So for me, Wolverine's healing factor is amazing, but I extrapolated it out into reality and saw what a living nightmare it would be. You have no control over the healing. It is a fundamental force of who you are. So you're being burned alive, your body being reduced to nothing, but your healing is regenerating you just enough to keep you a step ahead of death. Your mind trapped in this hellscape, unable to stop it or accept death. All conscious thought gone as your body keeps regenerating while your mind is gone. Once I got his story down, I did consider changing his name to Phoenix, as the one who arises anew from the ashes. However, there was too much with the name Valkyr that resonated that I refused to change it. The one who shepherds the worthy dead to Valhalla, the ties to the Blood Eagle, the warrior, it fit for me. On a side note, the part about Valkyr having his 22nd with a quiet pint of self-pity was actually drawn from my own life, minus the self-pity part. Back in my early 20s, I had followed my girlfriend at the time to China while she taught English. I was there on a tourist visa, so I had to keep jumping out of the country and re-entering to refresh my visa. One of the times I left and took a boat to Japan, I didn't know as much about the country as I do now. So when I showed in Japan with a grip of Chinese yuan, I learned very quickly that A, they refuse to exchange Chinese currency for their own, and 2, they don't believe in credit cards. I luckily found one place in Tokyo, the visa building itself, where I managed to get a card accepted and get some yen, but that was it. I spent the next few weeks living on an incredibly tight budget. I could afford 2 meals a day plus accommodation. My birthday was coming up, so I cut back to 1 meal a day for a few days, so I could afford some beers and a nice meal to myself on my birthday. Back to Yudai, you can see here he's struggling with what his choices have brought and what he's trying to do. I also laid out his next name change, as he could no longer see himself as the Seeker nor Yudai-san. Hopefully you can all see what he chose. He's been wrestling with what has taken root in his own mind and what new memories he's been accruing. This is another part of depression or anxiety that non-divergent people might have a passing idea of, but not the soul-sucking reality that neurodivergent people have. Everyone at some point has had those moments when they're trying to sleep where the brain goes, "Hey, remember that terrible thing you did? Let's replay that again." Let me tell you, that shit happens constantly. There is a reason so many neurodivergent people come up with coping mechanisms like listening to podcasts or white noise to try and sleep, is to try and distract their own minds from being jerks. This is also the final chapter from this part of the Seeker's life. I tried to load it with his choices and decisions to close the book for him. I wrote this part out in the chapter of, "I still thought of myself as Yudai, but more and more that name did not suit. I know that I was still seeking. I'd made the jump from being a copy to being a super, but I still don't know what that meant of what I was. But the name Seeker or Yudai did not seem to fit my skin anymore." To really drive home that he's changed and outgrown the labels he's been born or assigned, ending with his choice to return to Arcadia to learn who he could be. Well, that's all for this week. Don't forget, I have a Patreon up if you want to throw some support my way. You can find the details on my website, davewrights.com. That's Dave, WRIGHTS.com. Hopefully I'll see you all next week. Take care.